This is Marv Duggar with Science on the Radio. Many people thought that the Erie Canal could not be built, and it was called Governor Clinton's Folly, or Clinton's Ditch. It took 8 years to build the canal, starting at Rome, New York, in 1817, at a cost of about $7 million. There were 83 locks, which enabled boats to handle different water levels. There were also 18 aqueducts that enabled the canal to pass over roads, rivers, and other obstacles. Without civil engineers, there were no civil engineers at the time. The canal was dug largely by human and animal labor. It extended 363 miles, or 584 kilometers, from Lake Erie at Buffalo, New York, to Albany, New York, on the Hudson River. Goods could be cheaply transported by boats pulled by mules and horses on the towpath alongside the water. The Erie Canal made New York City a leading port. The Erie Canal went through Syracuse, and the city prospered from transport of salt from salt springs around Onondaga Lake. The canal was eventually enlarged and evolved into part of the New York State Canal System. Erie Boulevard in Syracuse was once part of the Erie Canal that was filled in. The Erie Canal Museum on Erie Boulevard occupies the only remaining weigh station in the United States, where canal boats were weighed and charged an appropriate toll. This is a great museum to visit. My wife was a docent at that museum. Admission is free, but a small donation is requested. This is Marv Duggar with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Duggar is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:30 in the evening and Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 right here on WAER.